So he go by Sarov. He goes by Sarov. So Mele, Midraise, Bismanovie, we didn't have to observe 2 days Yontif, because we can rely on Rov. The 2 days Yontif, Sukkis. And even in Pesach, the Yerushalmi says that most of the time, other is a chosam. So Midraise, we are not required to observe 2 days. Even this manavia, it's not a real secret raise, we go basarot, but the Chachomim only sakin 2 days yonter. The Gabi in Kippah, so the Chachomim were not machmir. It's machmir even in a case where it's not a konis nefashis to fast 2 days. So at that time in Japan, the Amshin Rebbe was one of those Jews who fasted 2 days in Kippah. The Amshin Rebbe. And Rabbi Shai Shmonobi sees he was in Yaakov Yosef many years. Now he retired, he fasted 2 days. I mean, there are many others who fasted 2 days in Kippah. He fasted 2 days. So there the Gemara mentions that Levi took a walk from Eretz Yisrael to Borah. So then he arrived in Bovel. He arrived in Bovel on the 11th day, so they accepted 11th day of Tish, because in Bovel they didn't think that particular year, so El was Nuba. So in Mele, they considered Yom Kippur the 10th day as of the 3rd year of El. But it just happened that particular year, so the Bisabat was Kidei Arish Chedesh, not the 30th of Elul, but the 31st. So Mele, which day was in Kippur? The 10th as of the 31st, the 11th as the 30th. But the Anshi Bovel, they took it for granted that in Kippur was the 10th as of the 30th, and the 11th as of the 30th was the day after in Kippur. So they cooked and they ate everything. Levi arrived there on the 11th of Tish. They arrived on the day that was considered the 11th of Tishrei, but he knew that it was Misabia. So Mele, so he said, "Bosis tapshile di bavloye bitzen rabbi di marab." The food of the bavloye. And in Kippur of Eretz Yisrael, so he was very delicious. The question is, how were so many Jews, including Sadikim, Nirshu, and Nisel, of eating on Kippur? So again, the same time, because since we do not say Takol Bein in Shor Yisrael, like Shor Shabbos, even Yisrael and Chmurim, but only Macholos Asures. Here it's osa, but it's not like Macholos Asuras. Macholos Asuras said the Chokhtzi is osa, all the time. But here, on another day it's mutas mele, the mitamte mesalei, that the Medrash says, ligabe imideles, treifes, dovotome, and so on, does not apply to the Yisrael in Kippur. That only applies to something that is always osa. And the same stereostasis gives in regard to eating Kedem Abdor. It's not shayach to say mitamtim salev, all right? It's not a trivial thing to eat before Abdullah. But mitamtim salev, anyway.
It's not a shayach, it's a shayach.
All right, you can say it's a gabra, you don't have to resort. You can say it is a shayach. You don't have to resort. Mitamtim salev it is. You see? Let me be shayach. As far as this is concerned. So, now, let's say, suppose neder is certainly a shayach. But I suppose that Tosfos will say, when one is nichshu and nisa neder, we don't say Nakodesh Baruch Meit HaKol Al Dein, because the same thing would be mutar if he didn't aser at the neder. It just happened to say Kikar Zeh Osa Olam. So Mele, it's like Shor Yisrael. Why is it more with HaKol than Chil Shabbos? I understand everything, but I can't understand it regarding Shvichu Dorim. So there, Chil Shabbos, if he was a Shady Kenonus, it's not such a big takor. But Shabbos we can say it's not such a big time highlight. Shabbos Damim, Shabbos Damim. Shabbos Damim is involved in Shabbos Damim. How can we understand it? Now the Lashon in the Gemara in Makis is, the Lashon of the Gemara in Makis is, Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Ere ben Echomo, Im lo yorakti eitzeimein, Reheitzin libon shal zdukim, Shereimri meneidim zinim nerogin at sheyoreg anidim. At sheyoreg anidim. Omer leishinim meshotach Ere ben Echomo, אם לשפחת אותם לא כשהרום וחכונים, אם נמצאים נרוגים עד שיזו משניהם. So, נראה בינתיים היו זניחס. וואו, איזה נחסות, וואו, איך איז, אם נמצאים נרוגים עד שיזו משניהם, and there he meted out, and נראה בינתיים על meted out, and אין יש הזומר, against one of them, and even though his co-witness was not missing, so he didn't know. So why does the Yehuda ben Tabbai say, Arab in a homo in Lorakti, Zenin, Lahitzim, Limushal's looking. What is it to do with this looking? That's something else. This looking said that there is no Inish Hazome only if the meeting was executed. And the Torah Shabbat Pes says just the reverse. If the meeting, the Kashazoma, Varyochet Kayom, Kashazoma, the Kasharoso, if the meeting was executed, then Dafke, there is no Inish Hazome. But this is another question. What is it to do with this? It's very strange. So the Miri, it's missing the Miri Makis. You know, sometimes the Miri or another machine, certain lines, many lines are missing. But from the lines that are there, we see how the Miri explained it. He says it's not that Yehuda ben Tabbai made it twice in that halacha. Yehuda ben Tabbai also knew that in Eidim Zinim Nerogim at she Yonshu Shneir at she Yezumu Shneir. He knew that a lot. So Mele he wouldn't have meted out an Enesh Mise against one Zinim when the other Zinim was not prisoners yet. But there is a loche of Bezd Makim the ancient Shalom in Apeira. Maise Be'achot Shalokha Alasim Kishabes Nerebon or the ideal of Bez Nisaklu, so the Mori Yvonne says, because Bez Makin Leishin Shalom Yateo. So here, because of this looking, he wanted to counteract the Ashpoy of this looking. And this looking, they said that in a Yvzim Rogin Dabke Achi Organism. And here, that it wasn't Meraganism, but true, he was supporter of Nisa for another reason, because it wasn't Huzmukula. But so Mitzat Makin the ancient Shalom Natele, he decided to meet out the Nish Lifishor, because otherwise people would say that the Chachonim Yehuda ben Tabbai considered the Zdukim. The Zdukim would say, why didn't he get Nisa? Ah, he considered to the Zdukim. Because the meeting was not there. So in order to reduce the ashpoy of this book into a minimum, he meted out an Enesh against it. This is how the Miri explained it. That's how it seems, even though many lines are missing here in the Miri. And it's a national Lashon HaGemara like that. Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai, Ere ben Echomo, Im lo yorakti eitzeimein, Leitzim libo mezdukim, Dime shal zdukim she'emri me'enrei min erogin at she'organi. Now let's see the Lashon HaGemara.
We're thinking that sometimes you can give a
man a shiur. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Yay, yay, yay. To Gemara Sanhedrin, Gemara Yevamos. Yeah. This Yivome is Daf Tzadik on the base in Sanhedrin Mem Vov. Omar Toshma, Omar Blazer B'Yakov, Shomati Shebez Makin Ve'inshin Shalom Ateo. Tiloi La'aver Al Diveteo Elas Isio Gviteo. Umayise Bodemechod, Shorochav Al Suz B'Shabez, Ne Yivonim, Ve'iviu Libezden Visaklu. Loi Mitnei Shor Likach, Elo Shasho Tzricha Likach. It's also in Sanhedrin that So the Mir says that was the reason. That was the reason why you live in Tabai. Read it out in English. Not that Yehuda Tabai didn't know the Aloch. He knew the Aloch, but he did it not Mikradin, but Mitzadei Rosho. FLP should be just void. Not issues like a homing, last is my said big sass nitium nadin after hockey. Lefoming lehitim lebachilkin, king and mashom will be poradume, so the hachomin did make many things. Chumres and even kules lehitzim libo shel zukim shoyis neisi bitfuliyim lehitzim libo shel zukim vechein behabe mikemes leinyen din nifoshes in simch malze shein hirgin eze shalom nadin kidir kvei ahaloche ובשביל להיצים ליבון של איסל החלקין וחולוי סכין הרי שתנוק בקושים ומשות החתול ערב נטור יהודי בן תמי ערב נחומו אם לא ירק תנוק So the Miri says, even though there is Aloch of Bezd Makim Ve'inshin Shalim Adin, but just in order to be made in Liban Shal Zukim, Bezdin cannot do it. So the question is why? Now, the Nukyesef in Sanhedrin says, The Mekiesef in Sanhedrin Perikah Abba Mises Daf Gezayin in der Rief in Sanhedrin says as follows: Gassinu Bigmore Imrete Bastole Baskein Shizinso Have Akve Chome Batuvi Achvili Zmuresh Vesof. Because Sreifa doesn't mean mamish burn. It means that they put in their mouth a psele, a pseles of maflet. So Omar Abiyesef toy bitati. That was a toys. It was a double toys. After all, toy bit Rav Masne, vitoy, Rav Masne says that Sreifa is not kipshute. And here he did it kipshute. Vitoy bidetanya. Bosla keni mashlivim vashifit ashiliyeh vayom vein bizman sheishkeyen dafte zayin darib amedalech bizman sheishkeyen ish mishpot bizman sheen keni mishpot pirish chome batuvye bideres hachayim oyo after chum bisamidosh. So there was no din nefoshes, and still he meted out the nefoshes, and then he meted out incorrectly kipshute bidrav masne din foresh. They must listen to Sreifa Psila Severi. It's not Sreifa Mamish. It's a Psila of lead. Bismanshi is Kayan Lishkas Agonis. Because from Forshimzal, who are deemed the Muslim name of the Toy Bachite, the summer being on, Violoi Samuch. After all, it requires Sanhedrin, and he was not a Sanhedrin. V Kashaloch, for Kaimelon, the best Makin Beinshin Shalom Adin, Kiganese Shalocha Falsus Bishabes. So I was the mistake. Maybe he did it as a show. V'yesh leima, the hosom sanedron duilo, v'rav gufraye, avol bezden be'almeloi. So the Nikyesef says that this halacha bezden makim ve'inch shloim adin doesn't apply to any bezden. Only to bezden agodl. Only to bezden agodl belishkes agodis. But then there was no, he was not a beznagodl. It was already after chum bisamidosh. Now that's the poshut that the aloche of bezn makim veinshin to be done in nefoshes. Be done in nefoshes is only applies to beznagodl, because from the gemore in the sugi in Yivomes it's muchach that the whole aloche of bezn makim veinshin shloim adin is based upon the aloche of Yeshkiya b'yat chachom l'akadovam natir alifisho. Now there's a machlekes in Yivomes between. There's machlekes. There's a machleikes in Yivomes Daf Pites between Rav Chisde and Rav Noson Bareishi, whether Bezden Chachomim Ebekeach to be Eikir Dovom Natero Bikum Vasei Lideres. So Rav Chisde said that Yeshkeach Bet Chachomim Laka Dovom Natero Lideres, even Bikum Vasei. Rav Noson Bareishi says, and we pass to Rav Noson Bareishi, that only lifisho chachomim can be eikir dov matir bekumasei, or b'shev al taise the chachomim mevekeach to be eikir im leeres. Let's say like tkiya shefer on Shabbos, or nitila sluv on Shabbos. Midraise we have to blow the shofar. Still the chachomim were misakim because shemo yavareno b'shus rabim that if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. Why? How can they make al deres? Bishaval taisa they can make ya. Just as Chachomim misakim that sodin is potter of tzitzes, even though midraise it's chayev b'tzitzes because of gzeira mishum k'sus lailo. So the Chachomim moreik ad mis of tzitzes because there it's not bikum vasei bishaval taisa, but bikum vasei we pass kol haflos mareishie that we cannot make al deres, but lefisho we can make ya. So then the Gemara asked the Kashi that Tzadik, according to Chanosin Bareishi, the Tinkir, and Chachom Lachadom Natire, Toshma, that Tzadik on the base,
Aber Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shamati, Shabbos, Makin, Veinsh, Shalom, Na, Teiro, Velo, Lave, Aldo, Teiro, Las, Yisrael, Ve, Teiro, O, Maise, Bo, Le, Mecho, Charoch, Falsun, Bishabel, Me, Yivonim, Ve, Yiviu, Li, Bez, Nius, Kaluo, Lo, Yim, Tishar, O, Le, Kach, El, Shasho, Tzri, Cho, Le, Kach, Ve, Shub, Maise, Bo, Le, Mecho, Chiti, Arbi, Shtei, Tachas, Ateino, Ve, Le, Bez, Nu, Ve, Ku, Lo, Yim, Tishar, O, Le, Kach, El, Shasho, Tzri, Cho, Le, Kach, But so it's a raya that yeshkiya be'at chachomim ha'akadovim ha'atire even become vasei. So the Gemara says, migramil zeshani. There it was lifisho. So we see from this Gemara that the whole aloch of Bez Makim ve'inshin is based upon the kiyach ha'kire. Just as Leo was eikia the yisar of shetrichutz ki l'hakrish nevi ha'bal. L'hakrish nevi ha'bal. So a novi has a kiyach to be Iker of material if you show and business kiach to be Iker of material if you show. But only if you show the Mikra and Miramil say, who has the kiach to be Iker of material? If business today has a kiach to be Iker of material, has to show them. Only business Agod. This is what the Muki Yosef says. This is what the Muki Yosef says. So, Mele, this is what Muki Yosef says. Now, there is another Gemara in Yevamos. It's mentioned in Shmuel. It's okay, so I don't need it. It's mentioned in Shmuel that Yachmeil, when there was a rov in the Eretz Yisrael, and it was because of the Avera the Chol did when he wiped out the Navy Rakianim. So then, Vayachmil HaMelech al Kedoshes Yehefi Shmuel. Okay. Shmuel Aleph Chopal. Shmuel Beis Chopal. Chafalev, Shmuel Beis, Perik Chafalev. Vahi Rov, Mei David Sholishonim, Shono Acher Shono. Vavakish David Espnei Adishem, Vayim Adishem Ol Shol, Vel Beis Adomim, Al Asher, Heimis Zagveinim. So that was the Rov. Vayikha Melech Lagveinim, Vayim Aleim, Vagveinim Loi Bnei Yisrael Eimo. Kim Yeser Amir, Ubnei Yisrael Nishbure, Vavakish Shol Akeisom, Vitanezil Bnei Yisrael Vyudo. Vayim Adovid Lagveinim, Moyes Elohim, Bameach Hapir, Uboch Esnach HaVishem. Vayim Ule Agveinim, Einloi Kesev Izov, Im Shol, Vim Beisi, Vein Lo Nuyish Lo Amiz B'Yisrael. Vayim Amoatem Einu Moyes Elohim. Vayim Ule Amelech Hoyish Asher Kelonu, Vashem Dimo Lonu, Nishmanu Misyatzi Dechol Gvul Yisrael. Nutan Yunutan Lonu Shiva Noshin Nibono Vikanum Ladishem Vigiva Shol Pri Radishem Vayim Ramelach Hanieti. So they demanded the Giveinim as Nikome for what Shol did, that seven of the children of Shol, of the family of Shol, should be punished. Vayachmil Ramelach al Mifivishes Ben Yenesin Ben Shol al Shuas Hadishem. Ashabinesom bin David to Meyenes Nisha. How were they able to do it? How was Shmuel, how was Shaul able to do it? So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes says, Vayikach, Daf Ayin Tes Amidah, Vayikach HaMelech HaShnei Bnei Mitzvah Basayah Ashiyodu Lishol Esameini Esmitveshes וסחמישס בני מיכל בשול השיעודו להזריר בן הברזיל המחלותי מייש נהנה עומר רב יהודה הבירו מלפני אורן כל שאורן קלטי למיסו כל שאין אורן קלטי לחל So some members of Shaul's family were spared Danish and some not. How did he determine whether any member of the family of Shaul is to be spared and who is not to be spared. So he passed them by the oven. So the oven called Shaul and Kiltli Mise. If the oven was killed him, so then it was a raya that he deserved Mise. And Kol Shein Oren Kilte is Lechaim. Mosev Rafchone Baktine Vayachmel HaMelech HaVeveishet Beninemus Neshol Shalo Yivir. So the Gemara Yateres, Shalo Yivir. Vichim Asa Ponim Yividova, favoritism. Elo Shevire Vikolte. Ubiki Shalo Vrachmel Paulte. Vakatim Asa Ponim Yividova. So why wasn't he Mevakish Rachmel on the others too? It's still favoritism. אלו שביקיש רחמם של יקליטנו הורי והוקסיב לו יום סוביס על בונים. How can any do it? אומר הפחי ברבי אומר רבי יחנן מוטף שתיוקר יסחס מהתירו ועל מסחל שם שמיים בפרסי. פרסי. In other words, they did it in order to prevent the Hashem because the Givenim were very upset and very... They felt that the wrong was done to them by Shaul. So Mele, so all the Rishonim say, how was still the alright Hashem, but how are you allowed to behave the Torah? I mean, Shaul didn't have it. I mean, not the members of his family, the Yums of his Albonim. So all the Rishonim say, because they resorted to the aloche of Bezdin Makim Ve'inshin Shalom Yadim. That in itself is based upon the aloche of Yeshkei Abiyad Bezdin Lakadov Natir Olifisho. And here, Limikda Milse, here it was also Limikda Milse to prevent the Chil Hashem. So they are Iker the Yisea of Liyum Sovi Salbon. Now the Ritva says here a big Chiddush. The Ritva because there is aloche of bezn makim veishmat that's based upon the aloche of yeshkiya v'chachom lakadov natir lifisho im mikmase vein sofik ki shiva elu shekol tomorin and who are punished chayov imise hoyu meid misan mitamach ne chayov minat meid but chayov imise hoyu mitamach v'lo nizgal golo mechivo ach shov yeiseh misho zari shal shor ומשום דו ידי החיבו מקור להכירה שאין להעניש אלא הניגליס. So, the ריטבו says a חידש, and it's very mistaken a חידש. Even though there is a lochem, of יש כי הבטח חום לקדום נתיר. And that aloche applies not only to Averes Yisurim of Nodl Amok, it applies to Yisurim of Nodl Haver to Lissir Soch in Nodl Haver. Nothing could be more than Nodl Haver and Lissir Soch. And Bezden Makin Veish and Shalom Adin, but it involves Lissir Soch, so Bezden has a care, Bezden Akodl has a care to be a care. And the Yisrael Fritzir Halifisho, just as Inovi has a keach, just as Ilioa Novi had the keach to the Iker, the Yisrael Shvetichutz, Lefisho, so Bezna Godel also has the same keach. They can be Iker, the Yisrael Tzich, but there is a difference between being Iker, the Yisrael of Chil Shabbos, the Yisrael of Shvetichutz, and being Iker, the Yisrael of Lissirzach, or the Yisrael of Liyum Sofis Alponim. When it's an Yisrael of Lamokim, so then, you can be Ikea, because for a very important purpose. What purpose? That's up to Bezna Godel to decide. Mashein Kein, an Isa of Ritziche, or an Isa of Nodl Haveri, a Fritziche, all Jungs, all Wiss Albonin. So, you, Bezna, even Bezna Godel, can only be Eike here if it is done against someone who is Chayiv Misi. Who is Chayiv Misi. But it's not done according to the Dine HaTorah. Let's see, somebody is Mechal Shabbos. So is Chayiv Misi. So Mimele, Chayiv Misi, if he was Asroye, Kabbalas Asroye, if the Aredim, Kabbalas Eides, and so on. But just like this, so Yuma Soritziach Adomdil, if Neidra Mishpot, so is Ritziach, even if he's Chayiv Misi. So in this case, where Bezin wants to do it, and the basis of so it can be done against anyone who is Chayiv Misi, and perhaps even if somebody is Chayiv Misi just l'shamayim, not with the Odom, so it can also be done. It can also be done. But an innocent person, to kill an innocent person, l'migda milse, that not. Why not? Why not? If there is the if Bezdin has a keyach to be a keyach, the Isa of Chil Shabbos and Shrut Echutz, Bezdin has a keyach to be a keyach, the Isa of Lysias Achol. So, I mean, it has to be done for a good reason. But that's something else that's up to Bezdin Agodol to decide, or is a good reason. But why does the Ritva say only if he's Chayiv Misi? The Ritva doesn't spell out what it means only if he's Chayiv Misi Bezdin or even if he's Chayiv Misi B'Shamayim. But one thing is clear. It cannot be done against an innocent person who is not even Chayiv Misi B'Shamayim. It cannot be done. Why? So I heard from my father, Zechen Lezbach. My father explained many things to them. Novi says, Perkalef, Posik Dalet, Vayimer Adishem Elof, Krosh Moi Israel, Ki Eid Miatu Fokadeti Es Mei Israel Al Beis Yehu, Vishbati Mamlechis Beis Yisrael. Vishbati Mamlechis Beis Yisrael. So, Rashi says, and it's from Chazal, it's a Medrash, Du Fokadeti, Es mei Yisroel al Beisiyu, the Mishneh, the Chofetz Chaim, Mishmiras Halosh mentioned it many times in Navas Chesed also. It's a very important medrash that people should remember, especially today they should remember it. When we have many Kanoim, so they should remember this Rashi. Ki es mei Yisroel ki ta'agumei. So Targum Yehes Meziel says, Beisachov shehorag yehu b'Yisroel al sheovdu es habal v'holchu hu bonof hachekein v'ovdu avidizore likacha necheshev alein mei Beisachov kidamok, because Novi told Yehu that he should wipe out Beisachov. So did it involve himself this year? So the Novi told him, it's a mitzvah, he told him to wipe out. But the Gemara in Chilek says that Yehu was Ivid Avizor B'Sheik. Achov was Ivid Avizor Echitim Machti and was Ivid Avizor B'Meis and Echitim Machti. But Yehu was not Machti anybody, and he himself was Ivid Avizor one time B'Sheik. So the innocent Benizil says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Ufokaditi es ne Yisrael al beis Yehu v'yishbati mamluchos beis Yisrael. Even though the Novi, it was Yehine according to Chazal, told Yehu to wipe out Beisachov, so he killed Beisachov, Izebel, and Izebel's children, and so on. So it would have been a mitzvah, but the Novi meant he should wipe out Bisachov and he should be walking with Ark Yashem, but Yehu didn't do it. He wiped out Bisachov. He fulfilled the Dvar Hashem, but he didn't fulfill the mandate that was imposed upon him. He himself was a Vidavizor Bishayik. He was not like Achav Chas V'Sholem. But Samimele, all the blood that he shed in Beis Achav is considered like shedding Damnok. And then the Chofetz Chaim Mishmer Saloshin of Aschesed, he mentions the Hagoyes Rabbeinu Peretz on the smack, on the Sefer Mitzvah Scott. That has to be understood. But he said that even though there is a aloche, that if somebody is ready for Hanara Moroso, Leonso, so the one who is matzlim can kill the redif to be matzil, but suppose that the one who is matzil is himself not such a tzaddik. He is not even that averes, but he is a post biznus, he does other averes. If he's not such a tzaddik, so then if he kills the one who is ready, achar naram rosho leonso, so he's considered guilty as if he shed anok. That, Rabbi Peretz says it. That, the Chofetz Chaim mentions it, the Chazmish mentions it, and the Rambam El Chasdeis. So, I mean, that has to be explained. Over there, it's a halacha of to be matzel the niyadef. It's not an inyan of kanois. Bishleim, let's say, ligabi kanoim, peyim, they understand it very well. But here, it's not an inyan of kanoim, peyim, they. It's a din of being matzil, the niyadev, the naram rosso, so just because he is not a tzaddik, he is himself.
How much is naram? What does he mean? Does he mean that his nifshu on the same avir?
No, even in the avak of the avir. Even in the avak of the avir. Yes, no. So that has to be explained. In regard to redif, it has to be explained. But this, the Targum Yenis and his deal says. So the question is this. Was Yehu Eiver on Lissi Yosoch? Certainly not. He did it Dvar Hashem. First of all, he was not Eiver the Lissi Yosoch because Achav was of those who are Meridim Lemayim. But the Rambam says, in Lichas Avrizore, if somebody is an Eiver Avrizore, he's Meridim Lemayim, so there's no Yisar Yitzir. And then, even according to the Rach and the Rosh, because there is a machlekes Rashenim in regard to Meridim Lemaylin between Teisves and the Rambam on one hand, and the Rach and the Rosh on the other hand. According to Teisves and the Rambam, Meridim Lemaylin means that they are mufke of the Yisrael Fritzich. And according to Rav Nachmanadl and Avizore and the Rosh, it only means if let's say, Min or a Moser happens to be in a Beir, and there is a Sulam in the Beir, he is allowed to be Mnei the Atzol. Take out the Sulam, so Mele will die in the Beir. And the Mirin Avizora adds one thing, only if the Sulam is his Sulam. But if the Sulam is not his Sulam, he's not allowed to do it. So in other words, briefly, his Sulam, he owns it, his property. So in other words, the Tritzicha according to the Rambam and Teisves, Meridim Lemaylin implies that they are mufke of the Yisrael Lissiyosach. According to the Rambam Nachman on the Rosh, it doesn't imply they are mufke of the Yisrael Lissiyosach, only that there is muter to be Ne'atzol. All right. So according, what?
Where's the Tesis in Avrizor?
In Daf Chovov, in Avrizor. Rabbi Chananel is there, and the Rosh is in the Chuvis. The Mechaba Paskins like the Rambam, and Ridin Lemaylin is moved of the Yisrael Tziche, and the Ramon in Chish Mishpet, at the end of Chish, I don't remember which Shimon, probably Shimon Pivov, around there, he Paskins like the Rach and the Rosh, that Ridin Lemaylin, the Heter is only Minias Hatzore, not the Tziche Virat. So, then according, so the Kashi is against Rabbi Nisim Nizir. How does the Pasuk say, Ufokaliti is me Israel Beisyeo, that they weren't considered as if they did it be a dying? Why? Because Yehu was not such a tzaddik. All right, he was not such a tzaddik. But first of all, he wasn't even on the Seelsoch. And even according to Rach and Rosh, that those who are Meridim Lemailin are not Mufkev Lisirzoch, but there was a Tziva Hashem. So how could he be Eva Lisirzoch? Eva Lisirzoch. So my father said that now, the Loshna Rambam, in Perik Dalet Milchus Chutzir Shmeres Nefesh Halacha Yud, Hapikosim V'Neida V'Zore Oyeisa Averes La'achis Afloch Nivel Lovashatnes La'achis Hareza Keres V'Shekif Chimtiru M'Buyo Hoyo Mitzvo Lihorgon Im Yosh V'Yodei Keach Lihorgon V'Sayev V'Farhes Yoyer V'Im La'av Hoyo Boem Ba'Lilis. What's Ba'Lilis? In other words, the Loshna Rambam is very strange. He says that it's mutal hergon im yesh biyodei keach lehorgon bisayu faresya. What kind of loshn is it? Now Teisves uses a similar loshn. Teisves says the kashi. How does the Gemara say meridim lemailin monefshech? The Gemara itself has, but then the Gemara gives a teretz. So, but then, if it's meridin, why you have to say lemaili? So Teisa says, meridin bizman sheyodeinut kifo, kigein bizman abayis, veloi mailin ab bizman sheyin yodeinut kifo. So what does Teisa mean when he says that it means bizman kifo, kigein bizman abayis? He means that, so I heard from my father, there is a halacha that besides the halacha of the Isar Tziche, there is a halacha if somebody kills a person who has no rishus to kill, he has no keach kviye, he has no rishus to kill, so then not only in Ritziche, even in Aromes Yad, there is a lotion of There is a lotion of Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Daf Hei, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, that the Rishgaluse can give Rishus to a dying to be done. So the Rishgaluse's Rishus is effective for Bovel, for Chuslores, and for Eretz Yisrael. The Gnosis Rishus is only effective for Eretz Yisrael, not for Chuslores. For why is the Rishgaluses Rishus more effective than Gnosi? Because the Gemara says, the Hoche Shevet Vosso Mechekik. The Rishgaluse is Shevet, and the Gnosi is Mechekik. What kind of emotion is it? So the reason is why the Rishgaluse has a keach to be manish people, I'm not talking about nefoshes, even just hakoy, is because he was authorized by Melach Poras. Since when is Melach Poras, since when does he have the authority to be manish people? So we see from that in order that the desire that one should have a care to use force, so he must be serious capable of enforcing it. If somebody, if Besen does not have the care b'mtzias to enforce it, let's say, if the Rishgaluse did not have the authority from Malchus Boras to do it, so then if he would try to use Kviye, so he would be put in jail. So Mimele, since he cannot enforce it b'mtzias, Alpidini doesn't have care b'mtzias. There is no such thing as care b'mtzias. If b'mtzias, it cannot be done. If b'mtzias, it can be done, so then he has care b'mtzias. So there's the care kvi of b'mtzias. The care kvi of b'mtzias is really care kvi of the tzibur, but the b'mtzias represents the tzibur. So, but if he cannot do it b'mtzias, if he doesn't have authority from the Malchus, so then Alpidin he doesn't have Keach Kviye. And if he doesn't have Keach Kviye, so Mimele, he's a Mirim Yad without Rishus, and Kol Amirim Yad Al Chaveri Nikre Roshe. So that is not because of the Yisar of Liesif Lakesei. The Gemara learns it out from Vayim al Rosh Alom Esakes Reacho, that was before Matan Torah. And then, between whom did it happen? Between Dosan Aviram, the Rambam, the Yareim, and the Rambam says that the Yisra of Liesif Lakesei doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah and Yisra Yisamcho. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a Machlekes with somebody is Make. Es chavere akoy poches mishove prute, so is chayv malkes. If it's akoy is shove prute, is not chayv malkes, because ein odem leikel mishalim. But like this, the general rule is milke loke vein mishalim. But beferu shripso teiro idim zeimimim and chivel b'chavere li tashlumim. So Meli doesn't get malkes. But if somebody is malkes chavere akoy poches mishove prute, then there is no Tashlumim, so he gets Malkis. So there is a Machlekes Tanoim in Sanhedrin, in Perik Yel and Achnokin, if somebody is Maki Kusi, Pochas Mishove Prute, whether he gets Malkis or he doesn't get Malkis. So the whether Makshin Nakoy Klole or Loi Makshin Nakoy Klole, and we pass Makshin Nakoy Klole, so a Maki Kusi, even according to Mandoma, the Kusim Gerem is saying, but they're not Isim Aisam Chos, so he's Potra Malkis, and the Rambam says in Tilchas Chivu Mazik, that Kola Maki Odom Kosham is Rolei Rolav, implying that if he's in Isim Aisam Chos, he's not even Rolav. So even after Matan Torah, by Dosem Vier, there it was Dosem Vaviron, Heim Berishosom, mit Chlosom Vaseifom, they're not Isim Aisam Chos, so why is he Roshi? So Roshi, the answer is, this is not based upon the law of Liesel HaKisei. It's a special law. If somebody is Mirim Yad Al Chavira without Rishus, so is Rosh. But how about Av Makis Bnei Arav Redis Talmidei? The answer is the Torah gives Rishus and Av and the Rebbe to be Redis Talmidei. But somebody whom the Torah didn't give Rishus, somebody will be merim yad against the Roshe, even a Roshe na pikeres in Moser, who is meridim lemaili, and he'll be a Roshe. Because it's not based upon the Yisra of Leisi. That's in general, I mean, any haromes yad, so is a Roshe without Rishus. And in order to have Rishus, Besden, so he must, in order to have care Besden, he must be mtzies, have care to enforce it. If b'mtzias he cannot enforce it, so then he doesn't have care Besden. The Chinuch says, Sanhedrin is neig b'chutz la'aretz, if there is Besden, agodon lishkes agozis, so they can be done in the foshes and chutz la'aretz, provided they got rishus from the Malchus. So what is he telling us? A practical thing. No, he's telling us a din. If they don't have rishus in l'malchus, so then they cannot do it before Hesye. So mele they don't have keach kviye. In order to have keach kviye, you must be able to do it before Hesye. That's the pshat. And that's every Aramis Yad, even not Harige. But Aramis Yad of Harige, so if you don't have rishus for malchus, so then, you're missing the shamayim mitzad the aloche of shifer dam odom bodom dam yishofer, and that doesn't depend upon the isar zichrida. The raya is from the mukiyesef in shvues. The Rambam says that if somebody takes a shvue not to eat 7 days, so it's a shvashof, like shvue shalish and gimel yom. So the Ran and the Mkiyesef, Hamasek and the Rambam, they are Luishan, so he's Yefshavirli Kaime. He'll fall asleep by himself, whether he likes it or not, but here, he can do it. He'll die. All right, so why is it Ishvashov? So the Mkiyesef says, it is Ishvashov. Lav mitamei al mitamachine, because he's Eivir al Shefer dam odom bodom dom Yishofich. So the Rambam says, Zahir Yisatzmi, but here he asks me, there is a Maiser Tziche. Here he doesn't eat, he's completely passive. He's not even Lisir Soch. The answer is a person has no rishus to be Ma'abit Atzmei, even in a passive way, by refusing to eat food. So Mele Daran, Mgiesef, says in Shvues, he's Chayev Mise, Bitzad, Shefer Damodim Bodim Shofech, even without the Lisir Soch. If a person kills a human being, even if he's of those who is Meridun Lemaile, but without Rishus, so is Chayv Mise. So that's why the Miri in Bavakame says, at the end of Bavakame, that the din of Meridun Lemaile can only be done if the Dele Hador, after the Amar Bebiumdes, they decide that it's necessary to be done in order to be Matzil the Tzibo, from the ashpoya of the minim or the redifes of the Muslim, otherwise not. But there is no Israel Yisirsoch. The answer is without Israel Yisirsoch, without Rishus, it cannot be Merim Yad. And if there is Haromes Yad of Harige, so is even Chayv Mise B'Dishamayim. So that's the Pshat in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Rambam says, "Happy calls him the Yavizore is a virus lahachis, a filochon a vil of a shatz lahachis, a riz apikiris. Hoyo mitzvah lehorgon, im yeish biyode kiach lehorgon bisai vifares yerik. What does it mean, yeish? Like Tesis. Nan shio deinu tkil for. That means he can do it bifares yer openly. If Nikolam veido. But, so then he can do it even bitzina also. But then he has rishus. But if he has no keach lorim faris, he has al pedin, he has no keach kviye, and there is no head, he has no keach bezden, so only lumailin, not lumeridin. So mele, what the Ritva says, that even though bezden is makin veish shulim adin, but it can be done only against those who are chayiv mise. Because insofar as the Isar of the self of is concerned. So then we say Bezden Li Roasho, the Miramilse can be Iker L'Isirsoch. But there is another Shaila. How can they be managed, be Merim Yad, and kill someone without Rishus? The answer is Bezden has Rishus. So Bezden does not, the Torah does not give Bezden Rishus to kill an innocent person for the best purpose in the world. Only if somebody is not innocent. What does it mean, innocent or not innocent? If he's chayv mise, at least lashamayim. So that was the purpose of passing them by the oron. So if the oron was killed at any one of the family of Shaul, so it was a raya that it was chayv mise lashamayim. So mele, but without being chayv mise lashamayim, not. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, what the Miri says. Yud ben Tabai did not make it toys in the aloche in Eidim Zimim and Noshim as he used Mokulam. He knew that, but Kidil hates him, Livon Shalzdukim. he wanted to apply the aloha of Bez Makim Bein Shalim Adin. But so he was Eka Diyisaf Lisiyasach, fine. But there is aloha, you cannot, you have no rishus to be manish anyone, to manish anyone. Yeah. Unless he is Chayiv Mise. He is Chayiv Mise. So was he Chayiv Mise or not? So in the Echot Shagoch Falasus B'Shabes, so that person was probably Mechal Shabes 100 times anyway. But he didn't do it in such a way that we could give him Mise. So Mimele, Limigda Milse, they missed our English. But here an Itzimein is not Chayiv Mise unless it's Mukulon. If it's not used Mukulon, it's not Chayiv Mise. It's not even Chayiv Kores. Because most Mechuyovim Mrs. Besden involve a Chayiv Kores too, but not Yim Zemim. There is no Chayiv Kores. Not Yim Zemim. So Mimele, he had no rishus to kill him, to be manishing. That's why Teisve says, but he didn't involve the love of the seals. So Mele, it wasn't such a tekole. But if something that involves the love of the seals, so even if it's not machol zasures, it's the biggest tekole there could be. I mean, something that involves a love of the seals. All right, I mean, I have to go to the minyan in the Moshe's house. Finish the shiur because I had to be a minyan. Now, the inyan of Marin Lemaile. So, Daf Chavov, Omad Aleph, Omad Beis, Nabrizo. Toner Rabavoye Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, the last line, Chavov Omad Aleph. Toner Rabavoye Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. Rivt Gehorin, the Reyed, the Medako, ולמעלים ולמרידים אבל המינים והמסורס והמומרים הוי מרידים ולמעלים אומר אני שאין יכולה ולזכיך על הרב וסמומה ואת אמרת הוי מרידים סומם מכם מומה ולישן לי כם ממוריך ומגלס לטוב מכם מריך ולאחיס כוסו בעריך ומגלס לאחיס מין איתמה מומה פליגי ברבחת ורבין אחד אמר לטוב מומה לאחיס מין הווה אחד אמר אפילו להכיס נמי מוברד, אלא איזה מין זה ראיבי את הבזכות. מייס ואוכל פרו שכות, גיטו שכות, הרי זה מומר. ואוכל להכיס וביקותו למומר, נת מין, הוסם בוי למי תמתי מדי איסור, אסור איז נת להכיס. אום אמר, הוי מרידין אבל לא עם אלה, השתה חוסם אכסינון, עשו כמבוי, אמר רב יסב בחומר, אמר רב יסב, לא נצריכו שאם היו מיילו בבייר מגרירו דינוקת לאילה, ואמר לתכס חיוס עלי, רב רב יסב אמר הוויה, לא נצריכו שאם היו אבן על פי הבייר מחס, אמר ליבור חייס אלי. רבינו אמר שאם היו סולו מסלקי, if there is a סולם נבייר, and the mean, the מוסה, can be muscle himself, by using the letter, so under certain circumstances he is allowed to take it away. She was Nisalki Omabin Lachus and Burime Yigre. Now so Teisves here says Leitechis Luyalai. Teisves Dibar Maslo Teresule. Mashma Doma Hochalishtamuti Kehichaditel Kit Litheve Eva. ויתאים ומאיב ושייך הבאי הוא מריד נאפים לחתחילה יש למה זה לחתחילה סבאי שייך סייבו יש למה זה מריד אין היני כשיותקנו תקיפו בזמן הבייס אבל מיילי אין אפילו אין יודענו תקיפו היך דיס לא השתמות so this is what it is that the pshat meridin is even meridin b'yadai in other words the amufke of the Yisar of the Sirzah Now, then the Rach says, Om Amar, Hoyo Meridin V'Lemailin, Makshin Lachuse Machsinon, Lo Afuke Yistrichalei, Limeimar Deloi Mafkino, Deloi Masin, Mafkino, Uparkino, Loi Nitzrichalo, Elohim Oiso Mailo, Bebeir, Biyochel Aliz Migero, Veimel, Loi Shi, Lecho Chayo, Roani, Migare, אוי מטיל אבן דלו על פי הבייה
Vomale lahavia de meisai anitzorich. Umisiore shemo shemo yitlu libea. Kleima voye boim balilo avoloi hoyogenese biodai. So, the Rach is really cantasis, and there's a big chuvis arosh, and he says he's machia like the Rach. Anyway, there is the machlekes reshein. What's the halach of Merin Lamaili? According to Tesis and the Rambam, it implies even a heter of Harigib Yodai. They are mufka flisirzach. Meir Tesis should they be mufka flisirzach. So, the chinuch, it in the regular chinuch, so it's taken out by the censorship. But if you get a chinuch which was does not have the omissions or the counter censorship, so in Luisirzoch, so he says that Luisirzoch doesn't apply to minimum mustering because the halach of merino lemailin, because ba'aved rishoyim rino. So in other words, ba'aved rishoyim rino implies a hafkoye of the Yisrael of Luisirzoch. In other words, minimum mustering are those rishoyim who come within the category of Ba'avid Rishoyim Rino. Let's say Mumalitovim, so doesn't come within the category of Ba'avid Rishoyim Rino. But minimum Mosrim come within the category of Ba'avid Rishoyim Rino. So Ba'avid Rishoyim Rino is a Afkoye of Loisirzach. There's the Shita Sarambam and the Shita Tesis. Mashink in the Rach. And the Rach and Teisves, I'm sorry, the Rach and Rosh, they say that Merin Lemailin is only a matia of Minias Hatzor. In other words, if there is Isulom in the bay, so he's allowed to take, whereby the Min, the Moser, can save himself, so he's allowed to take out the bear under certain circumstances, if there is a Tzer Hashor. So, but Harigib Yodai not, and even Aldi Grome not. And the Miri in Avedizore says, and this Sugye, he says, according, the Miri mentions both Shittas, of course, but the Miri in discussing the Shitta of the Rach, so he says, when is it muta for a person to take out the Sulam? Only if the Sulam is his. So since it's his property, so it doesn't involve any act of Ritziche, not even Gromer of Ritziche. But if the Sulam is somebody else's, let's say the means, the Moser, or even if it's a Sulam shall Hefker, as long as it's not his property, then he's not allowed to do it. Why? So the Shite of the Miri is, in other words, that's according to everybody, except that according to the Rambam Teisves, Merin Lemailin implies a Hafkoy of this Ritzicha also. But according to the Rach and the Rosh, it doesn't imply a Hafkoy of this Ritzicha. Only the Amufka Vatzole. So Memele is not allowed to kill them, even if there is a Migda Milse Tzirach Hashor. But even by Aldi Grome, and if the Sulam is not his, so then he doesn't have any right to take out the Sulam. It's not his. So Memele, it's Grome of Ritziche. But if the Sulam is his, then it's not even Grome of Ritziche. And why is it also to take away the Sulam? Because of Lisandro Damracho, so he's Mechuyev to be Matzil. He's certainly not allowed to take away Matzil. If the Sulam happens to be in the Beya, so with the Sulam, the person can be Matzil himself, and he is Minea Datzole, then, even though it's his Sulam.
So it's only a niser of lisamil damreacho. It's not a niser of lisirzach. But if the sulam is not his, then it's a gomer of ritziche. Now we see, there's the pshat in the mirror and bizarre. And we see the same aloche mentioned in the Shimukubetzes in Bavakam. The difference between the case where the sulam is his or the sulam is not his.
If the sulam is not his, it's just
like Samuel.
If the sulam is not his,
then it's ritzicha. It's a gram of ritzicha. It's evil. Let's say not in minamosa. Not in minamosa. A fine person is nebeya. And let's say Reuven is nebeya. And Shimon's sulam happens to be in the bay where Reuven is, and Reuven wants to save himself. He saved. And then Shimon, who is the owner of the sulam, takes away the sulam, thereby preventing Reuven from amassing himself. Okay. So Shimon will not be able to see himself.
Not even the Grom. Why? Because it's his...
Even if Reuven happens to be a tzaddik. I mean, because it's not a Grom, he has a legal right to take away his money.
So the legal right over...
Alright, there is a chiyus hamdam racho, but that does not negate his legal property right to take away his mummy. I will see that in Shimukubetzes in Bava Kama. We should make that distinction.
And all we had to for a minute is only the God of Israel with Samuel.
That's right. There is a Gemara Bava Kama. It's the end of Kishi Baregel, second period. Daf Chavov Amud Beis, at the bottom. Ve'yom HaRabi. The eighth line from the end of the Amud. Ve'yom HaRabi. Zora Keli Meresh Agag. Let's say, Ruvein Dvaps a Keli of Shimon from the top of the roof. The hoyu tacht of korim uksosis. But on the ground, there in the street, there happened to be pillows. So mele, when Reuven dropped Shimon's kele from the roof, it wasn't destined to break, because it was destined to fall upon the pillows. Ubrachir visilkam. Then Levi came, rushed to remove the pillows, thereby manipulating that the kele, which otherwise would not have broken, now that he took away the pillows, so it's going to break. So the halacha is poter. Both are poter. In other words, Reuven is poter, because at the time when he dropped the kele, he dropped it in such way, under such circumstances, that it wasn't destined to break. So mele is not considered as a mazik. Mazik means if I do a maise which is destined to result in the damage to the other person. But here, when he dropped the kele, they were pillows. So he didn't do any maise that was destined to result in destroying the kele. But then Levi removed the pillows. So Reuven is not a mazik, because at the time when he dropped it, when the mazik was done, it wasn't destined to result in the breaking of the kele. And Levi is not a mazik, because it's a gome. Levi did not cause the breaking of the kele. The kele breaks on account of the dropping by Reuven, not on account of the removal of the pillows by Levi. So Reuven is poter, not because of Gome, because there was no Maise Hezek altogether. He didn't do a Maise that that in the course of its falling was destined to break. And Levi's poter, he did cause the breaking, but only al de Grome. So Grome ben Zochen is poter. Vomar Rabbe, Zorakil im Rishagag, Royo Tachto, Koron Uchsose is, Boach Visilkon. Furthermore, Oikidom Visilkon. Let's say, Ruben is so quick and so dynamic that he dropped the kele and then he jumped down from the roof and he moved the pillows and then manipulating that he should break. He did both. He's also potter. Because you have to consider him chayev on the basis of two acts. First, on the basis of the act of dropping, so it wasn't destined to break, so it wasn't in my sense. On the basis of the removal, so it's gone. Even though he had malicious intentions and he's a terrible person, he did both things, but he cannot be mechuyev. Oy kidem bisilken pata, my time bidne di shadie psuke mifsike, bidne di shadie psuke mifsike gira. In other words, it wasn't destined, you know, to break the kele, because there are pillars. As a matter of fact, the gaberitzicha also, suppose Ruvein stands opposite Shimen, and Shimen has a shield before his head. And then he casts an arrow against Shimon. But the arrow cannot kill Shimon because Shimon has the shield. Then Levi goes and removes the shield. So Mimele, the arrow kills Shimon. So Ruvin is potter, is not a ritzia, because he didn't do a maise that was destined to result in the agrig of Shimon. And Levi is also potter because he's a geira. But yes, of course, he's a ritzichel hem. Ruvin will not even be able to be a ritzichel. He didn't do anything. But Levi will be able to be a ritzichel. So the Rif says, in Gemorim Bovakamen Agezel, there is a machlekes tanoim, whether Gami is chayev or Gami is potter. In other words, Grome bin Zorkin is certainly potter. According to everybody. Gami bin Zorkin machlekes tanoim. Reb Meir says chayev, the Rabbonim of Reb Meir say that Gami is also potter. What's the difference between Gami and Grome? So they are chiddush rishonim, but what's the difference? There, in Nizokin, there are two kinds of gromes. There is a grome that is not gami, and that there is a grome that is gami. A grome that is not gami, according to everybody, is potter. A grome that is gami, so machlek is tanoim. We pass like Reb Meir that gami is chayev. So the Rif says, the Rambam, Rabbe in Agezel says that gami is potter. So it's Rabbi Lishitos, because he says Gami is potter. Mashein kein al b'dihilcha say that we pasken Gami is chayev. So true, the zeirik of the kli is still potter, because his tour is not based upon Gami, because there was no maisezik altogether, because at the time when he dropped the kele, there were pillows on the ground. So it wasn't destined to break. The kele wasn't destined to break. But Levi, according to Mandoma to Reb Meir, that Gami is chayev, Levi would be chayev, because it's not the kind of grome that is certainly potter, but it's like Gami. What is the difference between Gami and grome? Several shittes. But what many rishonim say that if the it's bor, that this grome will result in the hezek, then it's Gami. Let's say Moser is chayev. According to Mandoma, the Gami is chayev. Why? Because when you Moser to the Akum, so it's bo that it will result in hefzik. Mishase kalbe shel chavere bechavere is gome, because it's not bull. Not every time one incites a dog, so does a dog bite. Sometimes he bites, and sometimes he doesn't bite. So he's potem no nechayim shemayim. But Moser is, or serif shtore shel chavere, it's bull as eik. Other rishenim say the difference between gami and gome is, if it's an approximate cause, then it's gami. If it's a remote cause, so then it's gami. In other words, so that's what they say. Whatever the difference is, there is a difference in izokin between gami and gami. So according to the Rav, the removal of the pillows by Levi is the gami of gami. But only in Mazik Momen there is a distinction between Grom and Gami. In Rifoshes, in Ritziche, there is no difference between Grom and Gami. So, Misebri Odom, even Gami is Potter. And Misebri Shomayim, so even Grom is Chayev. Because it's Ritziche. So, in other words, the distinction between Grom and Gami has a bearing only on Mazik, not on Ritziche. So the Rif says that the reason is why Rabbi says, Bracha v'silkom, nekidim v'silkom poter, and even the misalik of the Kor Mochsosis is poter, so it's only because Rabbi Lishitose it paskens that Gami is poter, but we that we pasken Gami is chayev like Remea, so the misalik would be mechuye because Gami, and the Rambam also paskens that Zoraklim Rishagag, Vaitachnikon Sosis, Bracha Visilkom, so the Zirik is Potter, but the Misalik is Chayev because it's Gambi. Let's see the Shemuk Betis. What?
The Rishi from Pisces says that this might be called Brahma.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Uli and Psak, you should get this, that from Vez on the Vez, the first column. Uliyem psak, kosav haram, haram misakate, vizel isheni. Kosav harambam, deheiche, dizor akilim shel chavir al gabikor mochsosi shel balakilim, vikidim balakilim, visilik esakorim, dachsosi miyatachtov, hari azirik chay vitachlum. Not like Rabbi. Vim hoyo, zirik kelim shaloi, al kor mochsosi shaloi, shen matrikin atachtov, chay vachomokim. ומויזר הקילים שחביר על גבי קורם וחסוסי שבו הקילים, וקידים התחתם וסילקון אוף להקילים, ניברו שני משלמים מחצה ומחצה. עד כאן דברה. והיכה דהה וקורם וחסוסי של מסליק, וקידם וסילקון, נראה לי מדל מחייב על כלי הזריק. Even though, according to the Rif and the Rambam, so according to the Alohe, that גם מי is חייב, so the מסליק is קורם וחסוסי, is חייב, so that's only if it is not his korum chosis. Let's say Levi's misalik the korum chosis of Yehude, who has no business taking away Yehude's korum chosis. What business does he have? Apart from the hezek, he has no right. He's a trespasser. He could stop him removing. I mean, it's not his property. So mele it's korum gami and Israel. But if it's his own kormuch sosis, nearly madl mechayev al kli azirik, afal gabdi kogorem lezekaye, di mozoma, di deyu, di shakle wislik. He can sell him, listen, it's my moment. I have a right to take it away. Oh, why? Yeah. By taking it away, so I cause damage to the killer, all right, just too bad. I mean, he didn't act like a nice person, but he has a legal right. It's his property. He has a legal right to take it away. So it's me foolish.
That he, but anyway,
oh, so here it's not a pshat. It's not gami. It's not even gome if it is. You see. That's right. Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. If it's his own property, then he has a right to take away his property. And it will result in damage. Too bad. It's too bad. So, in other words, minias atzole is also an act of gome. If he has no business taking it away, but if it's his property, so then he has a right. He has a legal right, it's his property, to take away his property, even though it will result in damage to somebody else, all right. But it's not a gome. It's so the pshat in the Shin Chubetzis is not, it's not gami. It's not even gome.
It's nothing.
It's just minias atzol. But if it's not his property, so minias atzol is also an act of gome. Is also an act of gome. Now, I heard from my father in the name of Reb Chaim, and the Osameach says the same thing. The same thing at the end of Hilchas Niskim Omer. There is a halacha of Reidev. So Reidev is matzilin esaniyodev binafshei shel Reidev. And Reidev is not just a heter to kill the Reidev. It's a chiyuv mise. Reb Chaim discusses in the Sefer. The Rai is, we say, komum derabne. Reidev shoyo, Reidev hachachavir lehoge, vishiber esakelim, bein shel niyodev. Bein shalod macher is potter, because kom the rabbi. So it's not just the heter, but it's a chiyuv mis in the gavre. So Reb Chaim said, and the Osameach says at the end of Hilchas Niskim Omer the same thing, that there are many cases where a person is either on the Isar Tziche, but he's potter of Mrs. Best. Let's say, Aldigome, Kopslif Neari, Secher, Acherim Lohorge, Mishase Kalbe Shal Chavere, Beyodom, and then the dog bites him and he dies. So he's part of Mrs. Best. Why? Because it's gone, it's not a rigi beyodai. But the Rambam says, we went over this Rambam on Friday, he's Chayv Mishe Beishamai. Because it comes within the parsha of Shefer Dam Odom Brodom Dom Yishofech. Achaz Dimchem Nafshesech Medrash. Rambam Perik Beis Muchas Hatzir Hashmonas Nefesh Halacha Aleph Nalacha Beis Halacha Gimu Kol Aherik Chavir Biyode Ken Shiko Bisayef Oy Beben Amin Miso Oy Shechonki Hachemeis Oy Sofi Beish Hoy Uvi Horge Nikol Mokim Hu Beatzmei Harizunerak Bebezn Aval Asiche Herik Laharik Es Chavire Oy Shesholach Havodo Vorgu Oy Shekofse Vinicha Lifnei Ari וחיי ציפי ואורגוס יחיו וחינאיר יגז עצמי כל אחד מאלו שיפרדומימו ואובן הריג ביודי וחייב מסר השמיים ואין בו מסלבז ומניין שכינו עדין שנאמר שיפר דם אודום ואודום דומי ישופך זה הריג בעצמו שלו ילדי שליח הריג בידי אז דימכם נפשסיך מדריס זה הריג עצמי מוות עצמו דעס זה אולסו רצח מיד כל חי את ראשנו זה המיסי חביר לפני חי ולתאופי גרומי. זה אוסר יצח. מיד אודום, מיד אישוכי, פטריש, אסנפש אודום, זה הסיכר האחירים לארץ חבירי. ובפירו שנאמר בשלושתון לא שנדרישי הרי דין ומוס על השמיים. So Reb Chaim said, and the Osameach said the same thing, סידור פשוט, that all the פטורים of Mrs. Besden, that only apply to the chiyuv mise for the maisa avir of Ritzicha. So we have called him. let's say, Gromis Potter, Ikuasorob Nodomasorob Maklis is Potter, Trefe is Potter, and so on. Masheinkin, Ligabe, the Chiv Misof Rede, of Nitla Tzev in Afshin, it doesn't make any difference whether somebody is Rede Vachachavir Lehoge Biotayim, or someone is Rede Vachachavir Lehoge Aldegrom. Suppose someone is trying to incite a mad dog against another person. So if he has no way of saving the victim except by killing the one who is trying to incite a mad dog, he's allowed to do it. Somebody is trying to hire gangsters to kill a certain person. If he has no way of saving the victim except by killing the person who is trying to engage gangsters to kill the person, so it's not nafshi. So I heard from my father, suppose there's a situation like that. I mean, there was a case like that. Suppose Ruven is ready v'achachash acha Shimon l'horgi, and then Shimon is escaping from him, and then Ruven is trying to kill Shimon, and Shimon is escaping, and Ruven is chasing Shimon, and then as Shimon runs, he's being chased by Ruven, he sees the door of Levi's house is open, so he tries to go in. So then Levi, not a big Baal Chesed, he sees that Shimon is trying to enter the house and find refuge in that house. He hurries and he closes the door. So suppose someone would be able to be Matzil Shimon by killing Levi. He's not allowed.
No.
Please let me finish. So he's not allowed because he's not a Redif. Levi is not a Redif because it's his house. So he has, like the Shin Rebetzin says, so he has a legal right. When I say a legal right, I don't mean Chas V'Sholem. He has a moral right, he has a Torah right, but I mean as far as his property rights are concerned, he has a right to close the door of the house. An owner of the house has a right to close. Suppose there hadn't been involved any such emergency situation. Would there be anything wrong in closing the door of the house?
No.
So Mele, he's not a Redif, he's not even a Gerem of Retziche. What is Eiver? He's Eiver, Lissamet Aldram, Reacho Bikum Vasei. In other words, not like if somebody sees Teveh Chaveri Teveh Bano, and he doesn't save him. Then he's evil the son of Racha B'Sheval Taisi. But here he does more. He actively prevents Shimon from saving himself. So Mele is evil the son of Racha B'Kum Vasei. He's not a Ritzeach. He's not a Redif. But suppose Yehude stands near the house. He sees that Shimon is trying to find refuge in the house. He hurries and he closes the door. Then Yehuda has a din of a Redif. And if there is no other way of saving Shimon except by killing Yehuda, so any observer is allowed to kill Yehuda. It's based upon this Shimon basis. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat. What is that?
This last part is also
the last part is not B'Shem Rab Chaim. What B'Shem Rab Chaim was that if somebody is ready for the Grome, but this example, because it was in the newspapers, there was such a thing, I mean, something like that. I mean, not the exact situation of closing the door, something like that. So my father said that. So this example is not B'Shem Rab Chaim, that's my father. But Rab Chaim only said that ready for the Grome has a din of Redif, and it's this last Tzilbi Nafshi. And that the Rosameach also says, so Mele, by applying this in Kobetzes, so my father mentioned it in regard to this specific case. All right, now, so that's the Pshat in the Nirin Avrizor. In other words, according to the Rach and the Rosh, that Nirinle Meilin does not imply a koi of these Ritzich, but only if Lissamed Aldam Reacho, some mele it's muta under certain circumstances, under certain circumstances, to take away the Sula because of Mnir Satzole. Only if the one who takes away the sulam, that's his property. So then it's not ritzicha, it's only a question of lisamet al dam reacho become vasei. So minimum mosrim amufke of lisamet al dam reacho. But if the sulam is not his, then it's come of ritzicha. And according to the Rach and the Rosh, so minimum mosrim are not mufke from the isa of lisirzo, they're only mufke of the leisese of lisamid al dam reach. Now, how do we pass in the mechaba pastons like Teisves and the Ramba? That bimokim tzirach hashor, so it's mutar even to be married by yodayim minimum osrim. The Ramor is, I think it's in Simen Shin Peivov in Chesh Mishpet. He pastons like the Rach and the Rosh. One second, please let me finish. Please. If you have patience, so you won't have to ask so many questions, please. I'm in a rush for time. Now, there is a piskei Teisves, Navrizor, but here in this Gemara, it's taken out. You can see that it was taken out. The piskei Teisves is from Rishenim, it's not one of the Achrenim, it's from the Rishenim piskei Teisves. So, you see in the piskei Teisves, we have the numbers, Lamed Vov, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes, Mem, Mem Aleph, then Mem Gimel. Where is Mem Beis? Membeis was taken out by the censor. But they were big amaratzim, they didn't even know what to take out, what not to take out. What was mentioned, if you get a Gemara that is does not have the omissions by the censorship, so you say Membeis, I don't remember the Russian, but he says that minimum Muslim reading a some will remile him bimkim. Migda milse litzera chasho. So in other words, the whole heter of meridim lemaili doesn't mean chas v'sholem that you allow just like that to be married. It's only if there is itzera chasho. And the same thing that is mentioned by Piskei Teisves, the same thing is mentioned in the Meir Nevuchim Chele Gimel. Chele Gimel, that towards the end of Sefer Gimel, where the Rambam mentions the Moshel Hamelach Beicholei, and then there are certain people who stand outside the royal court, and some people have their faces backwards. In other words, that's the meaning, he says. So they are, so Yovei Hatzirach Bigzasu Yitim. In other words, the whole heter of Meridim Lemailin is only if it's Litzei Hashem. This is what the Piskei Teisves and the Rambam Meir Nevuchim says. But let's say the Miri in Bor Kamesh, in Bezes mentioned the end of Bor Kamesh, when discussing the din of Meridim Lemailin, thank you. the censors were big amarachim. They didn't even know what it is. So in one Gemara, not in all Gemaras, but in one Gemara, in a certain Tfus, so that wasn't done, but it was also done by the censors, even though it was put down by Jews. They were forced by the censors to put it down in the margin. So let's say in the Gemara in Chum, also Ligne Das Apris, Afil Das Evikachov, is there anything that the censorship should oppose it? So then in certain Gemaras, that's a true story, in a certain Tfus, so it was mentioned at on the margin, in Advorim Amurim Elovi Vikachovim Akadmenim, Avolagoyim She. שאנו חייסים תחס צילום, so אין זה אמונה לא ישויה לאות בגנית פרס. There were big amaratsim, so, I mean, as a matter of fact, this piece there's nothing wrong in it, on the contrary, it says that only Litzir HaShor there is Eta. There's no reason as to why to take it out, but there were big amaratsim, so that's why they took it out. All right, now, the Shinuk Bet says that the Bendo will come, Daf Kuf Yozayin. Now, that has to do with our Gemara, that will soon go. The Miseches Gizel Yishin Arav Amir Yizal. The Miseches Gitin Yizboi Yashaf Mishe Tziyu Arub Neodom Sheinu Migonim, Vohoyo Biyodil Mosfol Malchus, that's the next piece of Gemara. Afilu Hoyo Mitzal Mizeharbei, Loi Heimbel Meinom, so he's not allowed to denounce them Limalchus. Deim Ladishem Bisrael. Eli Kaim Baatzme Deim Ladishem. Umikomokin, Hamitsayer Satsibu, Ui Meisir Heimum Meinom, Im Bichlar Vim Biprat. That's Mosa, so that's Marin Lamali. Minimum Mosri Marin Lamali. His Kimu Hagenim Shemuta Limeisre Limalchus. ומכל מוקים לאילום על יעודום נימה בדבור נאלו עד שייבלו בפוחס כל אילום למדי ויירה לי שאם ראו משתדה להרבית המלכוס על הציבור מוטה להורי ממה שאומרו בפרקי של גיטין איכל ואיזל ואיכל קורצה במלכי סובה למקטלה כאיכל ללזל ולאמה אומלו רבסחריה